Bible teaches us that it was always God's plan that Jesus would die, right? Back in the book of Isaiah, the Bible says that our iniquities, our sins, our transgressions, the things that we have done wrong would be laid on him when he died on the cross. It was my sin that held him there. We've just sang that in that song. It's not because Jesus needed to die. It's not because Jesus wanted to die. It's not because Jesus had some kind of a death wish. It's because of our sin. The Bible calls him the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so he's speaking here to his disciples. He says, in a little while, you will see me no more, meaning that he was going to die. And then after a little while, you will see me. Some of the disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying, in a little while you'll see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me? And because I am going to the Father. They kept asking, what does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he's saying. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, are you asking one another what I meant when I said, in a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you'll see me? I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Jesus is telling his followers, telling the disciples, that he's about to go through a time of great pain and sorrow. And the Lord Jesus compares that experience to that of a woman during childbirth when her pain turns to joy. A time of pain, but then the result is great joy. Sorrow can come to all of us at some point in the road of life, this road that we walk every day. But just turn into the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 12 and 2. Hebrews 12, chapter 12 and verse 2 says this. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so you will not grow weary and lose heart. Wow. Sorrow comes, but Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross. And you know what that joy is? You and I. All those in history past and the future to come who will believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All those, the Bible says, who will be saved. The joy set before him. Immediately, he was looking forward to seeing his disciples again. Immediately, he was looking forward to comforting them and strengthening them and saying, it's okay, guys. I've died, but I'm alive again. I've gone through this, but I've come out the other side. Death is defeated. Death, the final enemy, has been laid to rest. There's hope. There's a way. No man comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said. And his death on the cross made that way for each one of us to find that personal relationship with him. On the cross, Jesus purchased forgiveness and freedom for all who will open their hearts to him. His painful sacrifice accomplished God's eternal purpose by opening the way of friendship and fellowship with God. We have peace with God through the blood of his cross, the Bible teaches us. It was the death with the greatest purpose of all purposes, to reunite a lost world to a loving Heavenly Father. For the joy set before him. The joy of Jesus outweighed his suffering, just as the joy that he gives us in this life outweighs whatever we go through. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. And we're going to break bread together this morning. One of the last things that Jesus did before he went to the cross was to break bread with his disciples. And he instructed them, he said, do this as often as you want to, and when you do, remember me. And that's why we do it this morning. It's not magic. It's not even because it's tradition. It simply reminds us of Jesus and the sacrifice that he made. The bread, we use cracker, it represents his body. The cup represents his blood. And as we eat and we drink this morning, we remember him. The Bible says we proclaim his death and his resurrection until he comes again. Amen.